Well, now you see the sabotage against the food industry really kicking into high gear with these Texas fires. Now, they have become the largest fires in America and the largest fires in the history of Texas. These fires are so huge, out of control. Hundreds of structures have been burned, but what's really hitting hard is 6,000 cattle now dead. Thousands more will have to be culled because they've been burned. Their hooves have been burned so badly that they'll suffer infections and they have to be put down. It's a real tragedy. And it's very clear that direct energy weapons were used in these fires. I mean, the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, even sort of spoke about that recently. He said it's just so strange that the structures are burned to ash. Nothing left. He says in a normal fire, you still find something left behind, you know, like walls or something, depending on the structure, depending on the fire. But in this case, he says all these structures have been obliterated to ash. That's not normal. That's not a brush fire, folks. Brush fires don't turn homes to ash. Something else is at work here, something with much higher energy, much higher heat. And of course, it's targeting Texas. Now, understand that Texas has also been targeted with the federal government banning new LNG export permits. So natural gas, the whole industry has been targeted, and that affects primarily Texas. This was put in place after Texas refused to follow the Supreme Court demand that said Texas had to keep its borders wide open to allow an unlimited invasion of enemy combatants, i.e. illegals. And Texas said no. Governor Abbott said no. Paxton, the AG, said no. We're going to protect Texas. We have every right. This is an invasion of Texas. And we have the right under Texas law as well as federal law to protect our state and our nation. So then almost immediately, the Biden regime announces a ban on LNG exports, primarily affecting Texas. And then a few weeks later, suspicious wildfires, the largest in history, burning up the cattle industry, upon which Texas relies for, you know, some of its agricultural production, obviously. And the people of America rely on the food supply, the cattle beef supply, for some percentage of their consumption. And so this is clearly an attack on Texas, because Texas refuses to go along with the invasion of the United States. And by the way, it just came out, too, because of a FOIA request and then a lawsuit, that the Biden administration flew 320,000 illegals into the United States, not out, but in, took illegals and flew them into the U.S. and dropped them off with two-year work permits all across America. That's a government-organized invasion. That is treason. That is an effort to overthrow the United States of America. And of course, Democrats are going to try to give these illegals voting rights. You can count on that. That's half their plan, is just sweep tens of millions into the country and then give them the right to vote. And then the Democrats will have a forever majority and they won't have to cheat as much. That's their plan. So understand, as I've said many times, the United States illegitimate federal government, which does not represent the people, was not elected by the people. The Biden regime is a criminal cabal, and they are functioning as terrorists against the American people. They are terrorizing America. They are invading America. They are overthrowing America. And the food industry sabotage has been going on for 2+ years now. They've burned down something like 150 or more food facilities. And now, they're burning out the cattle. They're doing it all on purpose. This is designed to put people in a state of desperation. This is engineered famine. This is exactly the same thing that Israel is doing to Gaza. Engineered famine. They won't let the aid trucks in. The Gazans are starving to death. Children are starving. Women are starving to death in Gaza. Well, remember what I said earlier. Everything that Israel is doing to Gaza is what the globalists plan to do to you. And it's happening now, the early stages of it in the United States with the food industry sabotage. At the same time, Letitia James, the New York State Attorney General, who of course is responsible for lawfare against President Trump and forcing Trump to pay a $400 million fine or plus, and saying that Trump won't be allowed to operate his own businesses. I mean, talk about political persecution. Letitia James has filed suit against a major meatpacking company, one of the largest in America, claiming that they violated the climate somehow. I don't know all the details of the lawsuit, but it's a climate complaint, saying that the company lied about its impact on climate change or some bullcrap. So this is lawfare. This is another weapon to shut down the food supply in America by going after a meat packer. And again, this is all designed in order to put the American people into a state of famine, a state of desperation. It's going to cause food inflation, more food scarcity, of course, but they don't care. The entire government has been weaponized against the people. Understand, the government of New York, which, by the way, also passed a law that says they can take you out of your home and throw you into a quarantine death camp at any time. And that's perfectly legal now in New York. The entire government is here to exterminate you. They want to starve you out. They want to replace you. They want to kill you with the vaccine bioweapons, the depopulation jabs. They're using geoengineering and weather control. They're using directed energy weapons, DEWs. They're using plastics in the food supply. They're using herbicides, pesticides. Every toxic chemical and gender bender that you can imagine is put into the food or the water, including fluoride, and the so-called compost, the soil, the farm soils, heavily contaminated with PFAS, forever chemicals, and of course, dioxins now in the food supply. They're doing everything they can to kill you off because they don't want you. They don't want you to live. They don't want America to exist. They're bringing in the replacements. So they need to kill you off and take your homes and take your businesses and shut you down. And that's what this is. And the Texas wildfires are just one chapter in this, just one vector. And many Black Americans are also waking up to this whole plan too, because, hey, if you're a Black American, guess what? They're here to exterminate you too. It's not just a war on whites. It's a war on all of us. Black, white, Christian, Jew, Muslim, you know, Asian, Hispanic. It's a war against all of us to try to exterminate us all and replace us with illegals. They don't want Americans to exist any longer. They don't want the idea of America, the Constitution, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the spirit of America. They're trying to squelch it so that there is no memory of America left. Why do you think Google is changing history and making everybody black? That's not a glitch. It's not a bug. It's not an accident. That's their plan. They're doing that on purpose. They're altering history. They're scrubbing Americans from history and replacing everybody with the new immigrants, the illegals. That's what you're watching. And you better wake up. I mean, I know you're listening to this. You're already well aware, but to the American people, you better wake up. And it's what makes all this worse is the Zionicons, the Zionist conservatives that are out there applauding genocide, you know, applauding mass killing, applauding weaponized famine. How stupid can they be? That's what's going to be done against them. If you applaud those things, you lend support to those things, don't be surprised when it happens to you. That's exactly where this is headed. My goodness. The Zionicons, all they care about is, you know, killing as many Arabs and Muslims as possible, no matter what, violating human rights. And all they want is more political power so they can kill more people. That's a frightening tribe right there, the Zionicons. They do not have principles. They are not pro-life. They are pro-death. They just want power. They want their tribe to be in power to defeat the other tribes. But they do not operate with actual principles like you and I do. So don't fall in with the Ziocons. All they preach is war and destruction and death and suffering. Unbelievable. All right, folks, stay informed. There's a lot more for you, more interviews and podcasts coming at, of course, Brighteon.com and my website, naturalnews.com as well. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me today. Take care. Our interviews and content are made possible by your support for healthrangerstore.com. And today we've got a lot of products back in stock that have been very difficult to get. One of those is 5G Defense. 5G Defense contains this very potent and very expensive ingredient called SOD, superoxide dismutase. And what this does is it helps your body defend itself from the peroxynitrite, which are produced upon exposure to 5G signals or other electromagnetic signals that can penetrate through your skin, by the way. I mean, that's how cell phones work. They penetrate through building walls and vehicles and your skull and your skin. So that creates these very dangerous free radicals in your body that you've got to defend yourself against through a variety of methods. Good nutrition is one of the ways, good sleep, you know, lack of stress and avoiding inflammatory foods, but you can also supplement with 5G Defense. It's back in stock right now. If you show my page on the store here, 5G Defense powder, 1.2 ounces. This is very potent. It's a powder. You can blend it into any smoothie or drink very easily, and it's available now. So also back in stock, we have the Organic Turmeric Gold Plus, which has black pepper and ginger in it as well. This is available. Multiple bottles are a little bit less expensive. All lab tested, certified, organic, and of course, non-GMO, and so on and so forth. We've got NAC, N-acetylcysteine, back in stock at the store as well. And that's something that's been difficult to get. Coconut oil back in stock. We've also got back in stock our Organic Seven Treasures Mushroom Powder, which combines seven potent functional mushrooms. You can see the label right there. It's got reishi powder, shiitake powder, cordyceps, all organic, turkey tail, maitake, chaga, and lion's mane powder. This is available in the powder form, not capsules currently, but in powder form. This can be blended easily into various drinks as well. So we've got these products and more available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And I think we've got freeze-dried organic corn in the number 10 cans as well. That's something that's been out of stock for a long time. So here we go. Long-term storable, essentially rodent-proof, number 10 cans, great for long-term storage. Freeze-dried, which retains the taste, the texture, the nutrients, the colors, good for a very long time. Just keep it, you know, closed up and then keep it in a place that's not hot or damp. Just keep it dry and cool, and this will last for many years. It's an excellent preparedness item. We've also got freeze-dried fruits and other vegetables as well. Just check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. In fact, if you go there, check this out. You can search for freeze-dried, as I'm doing here, and you can see yellow miso powder, apple, blueberries, corn, and show all results, and you're going to see all the different freeze-dried products that we have. Amazing. Lots to choose from. Yeah, here's mango and chopped kale and strawberry pieces and raspberries and so much more. So if you want real food, real certified organic, lab-tested, long-term storable food for your survival pantry, we've got it for you. And we actually have good inventory right now because our production has been going quite well lately, amazingly. We have good relationships with suppliers, and we can't get everything we want, but we're getting a pretty good supply at the moment. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platform, our work, our guests, our content, and the projects that we're working on to bring you more things that will benefit you and help you stay prepared. So thank you for all your support. God bless you. God bless America. Take care.